Hey, it's Skippy with The Morning After, Monday through Friday on New Rock 104.1 from 6 to 10. Right now, you're about to embark on a journey back in time to some of the moments this week we feel like sharing with you one more time. Be sure to follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, too. You can look for Shut Up Skippy. Here's hoping this stuff is good for a second go-round. Enjoy. This is The Morning After on New Rock 104.1. It's time for
Nerd News. Not a lot of it. I thought there was more than there is, but there really isn't. But there is some stuff. So I'll give you some weird different types of updates that we don't usually do on Nerd News, but I think that it plays because it the streaming and like the new revivals of series.
We got it on Facebook Live and Instagram Live, by the way. And it is especially important because Drew has his AirPods in.
Well,
because
I needed to confirm.
Super smart.
Well, I needed to confirm something that was on
the
story.
Wait a second. You were checking something.
I was double checking my information.
You shared it?
Double checked.
Double checked. Because I checked. Yes, Faley, because when I pull these stories, let me explain this to you. I check them to make sure that they're factual. And then I was thinking that I was remembering something incorrectly. Therefore, I went back and played it real quick.
All right. Well
so
done.
So I could hear
it. Okay. I'm impressed. Yeah. All right, jump
Never
right in.
Never heard that step.
they teach that in the eighth year of your bachelor's program journalism.
I'm going to miss that, I guess.
You're on that eight-year plan, Faley. You got it. All right, so let's get right into it. Kelsey Grammer says that Frasier revival ready for a go. Possible mid-year 2020 release.
Not sure how I feel about this one.
I thought you were going to be excited about that.
I like Frasier, but I think there are parts of Frasier that stay stuck better in the time that it was made.
Well, yes, and also the guy who played the dad
has
blanking
died.
On his name, but he passed away.
I'm pretty
away.
Sure Eddie the dog isn't alive anymore
either.
They're
both gone. So maybe that's kind of what it's about, like picking
Life
up the pieces. After
maybe just let that one stay in the 90s.
Yeah.
No. The thing about Frasier is that Frasier, if you go back and watch it, it's a good in the background.
Dude, you guys, listen, I need his suits to be that ugly all the time. Okay?
Frasier's, they were always like
big.
They were big shoulder pads.
Right.
It was like,
right.
It was
I
like a triangle.
And Roz had the shoulder pads. Yeah. I need it to stay that way.
The old
okay.
college professor jackets.
Yeah. Yep.
Speaking of new series no one asked for, a League of Their Own series coming to Amazon with Abby Jacobson and The Good Place's Darcy Garden.
Is that A League of Their Own was the baseball
The
one
baseball
with
movie
Tom
about
Hanks?
Independent women who came together to play baseball.
Gina
Girls
Roberts?
Don't play baseball. And as a secure, white, straight male, that scares me, and I don't want a part of it. No more League of Their Own. Hey, my only question, why not men's League of Their Own?
A men's league of baseball, an MLB, if
yeah,
you will.
That makes more sense to me than this.
An MMLB.
MMLB. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Extra
men. Yeah. Anyways, The Witcher revealed new posters featuring Yennefer and Ciri.
Is there a trailer out yet?
There's a few. I'll show you
it
off air.
I need to see it.
It looks real good.
It looks real good. I totally am really, really, really excited about it. So, new Tremors sequel. Okay, so the Tremors movies are... The first one was trying to be like a legit horror movie.
Okay.
And then every subsequent film thereafter just got cheesier and cheesier.
Okay.
Almost on Sharknado level.
But they kind of knew it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Kevin Bacon was in the first one. I think he came back and reprised his role in one of them recently. But there's a new sequel coming out that has, John Heder... Napoleon Dynamite himself.
Where has he been?
Returning? I don't know, but he's coming back in Tremors the 8th.
Please just have him as Napoleon Dynamite fighting these dwarves.
Yeah.
I don't know what the movie is. I know
nunchucks gone.
Yeah, that would be funny. So this is supposed to be coming out next year. We'll see how that turns out.
Just having Uncle Rico throwing footballs at him.
I think he could be on to something.
Like pegging him over mountains?
Yes. Come
like
on, guys.
Okay, move on. Penguin and Alfred Pennyworth were cast for the new Matt Reeves Batman movie. Andy Serkis is playing Alfred.
Okay.
And you know who Andy Serkis is,
no.
right? No? Gollum?
Oh.
I haven't seen those movies, but okay.
Yeah, no. You don't know who Andy
Serkis
is? He played
Caesar in Planet of the
Apes. Got it.
Yeah,
okay,
no?
Cool.
Okay.
Got it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell playing the Penguin.
Okay.
So that's it's pretty big casting. You don't like Colin Farrell, dude?
I despise Colin
my God.
Farrell.
Some of his recent stuff is really good. Terminator Dark Fate. bombs at the box office, which is kind of unfortunate.
Really?
Yeah, because everyone went back and, you know, everyone who's seen it says that it's a very competent movie.
Uh-huh.
That it's a good, it's by far the best Terminator movie after Terminator 2.
And, but it just wasn't working.
Well, I mean, look, you had three Terminator movies that have come out.
And those were all terrible, right?
But they weren't even, it's not terrible. It was on a different level of bad, those movies.
Unwatchable.
Like, unwatchable, terrible
movies. Yeah, so
movies.
It ruined it.
It kind of, you know, maybe should have waited longer before they did this one. But, you know, that's unfortunate. Disney Plus and Thrust confirms more Star Wars.
That's not what it's
Disney,
called.
Disney Plus movies are coming. The thing is about this, which is interesting, is they're going to be taking a hiatus from Star Wars movies proper for about 4 to 5 years after The Rise of Skywalker in December. They are focusing heavily on the Disney Plus streaming services and getting these Star Wars shows, live action shows, going, which is, it's interesting to me because the other story that I pulled here is that they are also relying on Dave Filoni. Now, you might not know who Dave Filoni is, but Dave Filoni is the guy that he's been in charge of a lot of the Star Wars cartoon properties and stuff. Almost all of them very successful. The one that was not was the last one that came out, Resistance, which he really didn't have much to do with. But Rebels, Clone Wars, which were all great. And he is a quintessential Star Wars nerd. Like, he, and what he does, I'm surprised he hasn't got a live action property. So I'm thinking that he will be getting one, but he is the go-to guy for consultation in regards to the TV shows. And there's three that have been announced: Cassian Andor series, Obi-Wan series, and the one that's coming out, The Mandalorian. But they said they have four others in the pipeline going. So I'm like,
so you're excited. Signed up for all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to go get my Disney Plus and Thrust on.
All right. And if you scroll back in my feed on Facebook, you'll see there was an article up there about how you might be able to get like the subscription for free based on like Verizon. Verizon. So anyways, we don't know all the details. The article is posted up there. That has been
Nerd News. Oh, sir, do the Waste of Space Today song.
It's New Rock 104.1. All right. Shall we?
We shall. Talk about people that are so great. This is Waste of Space Today.
Ooh, I like the air guitar.
Little whammy bar.
Wow, waste.
Take the hate in your heart and direct it towards people that deserve it this morning. What do you got for us?
This is actually kind of a horrifying story. A Playboy playmate robbed at gunpoint at her home, tied up with a dog leash. She got home. Her name is Lauren Elaine, and she is definitely a Playboy model. She was coming home, and I guess two men came out her brother's room, because her brother was supposed to be there, but he was gone. And then one came out of her room. They got a bunch of stuff. Thank God they didn't harm her physically. I guess when you're looking at a silver lining at like a really bad story,
especially potentially this.
Yeah, something like this, and especially someone that works in that kind of a field. Thank God nothing like that happened to her.
Wow.
Chris Brown holds a yard sale for some reason, selling a bunch of stuff. I don't know. Whatever. He said that he claims that the LA officials were harassing him over the yard sale that he was doing, because it was like he lives in a
probably a homeowners association gated community.
It's a high end.
Yeah, they don't want yard sales.
They don't want yard sales happening, especially with my second story about this.
Okay, really quick though, I would totally go to a celebrity yard sale, just not Chris Brown.
Yeah, because he beats women. So anyways,
can like Tom Hanks have a yard sale?
I'm still surprised. Now I'm not gonna go on. Exactly right. And it's all like,
I was trying
things.
To think of a nice person.
Yeah. And like, I'm not going to go too far on a rant on Chris Brown, but like, how has he gotten a pass about beating up women?
The same way a lot of people get passes for things that.
But that's not a good, that's not a proper answer. It's like,
I know. It's just people.
In this day and age, when people look at a trailer for a movie and they want it canceled, but, you know, Chris Brown beats the crap out of Rihanna and somehow it's all good. He can dance. Anyways, second story about Chris Brown's yard sale is a woman bought a hoodie that had a bunch of weed in the pocket. It's kind of like the prize at the bottom of a cereal box.
No.
Like, surprise.
If he wasn't such a wife beater, then maybe it would be a funny story. Moving on. T.I. got into some hot trouble.
Oh, this guy. Oh my God.
Do you want to do the story?
I don't know the story.
T.I.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for
by
it.
By the way, Chrissy Teigen was a pretty funny. She made a tweet like, you know, who like making reference to this is what he's got to do to get in the news. T.I., who's a rapper, went on a podcast and bragged about how he accompanies his now 18-year-old daughter to her gynecologist appointments to verify that she's still a virgin by making sure her hymen is intact. Yes, he went on a podcast and bragged about that horrific, horrific, inappropriate stance that he's taking as a father to, you know, protect his daughter's virtue. And by the way, she's 18, so he made a big old point about right in front of the doctor. He's like, hey, you gonna sign this this HIPAA release, you know, release of information so that the doctor can talk to me, while the doctor and her dad, who clearly is a pig, is standing right there.
I think she summed it up pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on to the next story.
Yep.
Yeah, just a little bit of manipulation and control and shaming and all kind. Like, you don't own her body, you stupid.
Keep on going.
No.
Come on, you're having a Drew moment. Go. Go, go, go.
He's such a pig. I don't even know a T.I. song, but F you, buddy. Seriously.
That was okay. Good. Yeah. Scooby contributed to the voices. Right, I like it. All right. Moving forward. Ben Affleck's not.
Total idiot, by the way. That's what T.I.
Keep on going. Somebody
asked online. They're like, who is T.I.? A total idiot.
There you go.
How pervy would that be? Sit around for a second, Drew. Sit around and fast forward to 18 to Dylan
that's
or
not,
Taylor.
That's not how I'm going to handle any of that stuff with my children.
Makes me sick.
Yeah. Anyways.
Go on, I'm done. Okay. I really am done.
I was waiting for it, too.
I'm done.
I like that. Yeah. I wish you do that more.
Oh, I was so angry.
Ben Affleck, back to work after sobriety setback. Not looking good for him, Skip.
Oh, poor.
He looks rough, dude. Ugh. He looks.
Dude.
He went from Batflack to Bat-fat.
Back-fat. Oh, man.
I think
poor
it's
guy.
Just a testament when people really question that, like, addiction has to do with not, you know, like, not. There's a lot of really successful people that are hurting very, very bad.
Yeah.
Hang in
there.
That's true. I still want your Batman movie.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres, Sandra Bullock suing a company that falsely posted an interview of them together on the Ellen show trying to sell skincare products.
Really?
So, yeah, so I just thought that was funny.
Ellen and who?
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, that's funny.
Kevin O'Leary, who is one of the sharks on Shark Tank, and his wife, I think this happened about a year ago or last year. There's a wrongful death suit happening right now because he hit someone with his boat on accident. And or someone like ran
something
into
happened
the boat.
On a boat. People think don't think about boating accidents.
Yeah,
and
someone ran into the boat, and that's what killed him. So it wasn't like he hit them; they hit him. But they're saying that he was doing
whatever
when you're navigating the boat that caused it.
Okay,
and
he's the worst of all the sharks anyway.
Yeah, that's going on right now. But he's also extremely rich, so probably nothing will happen to him. Common. Okay, so this story, white people listen. All right. As a white man myself, I have learned, especially in the last 5 years, but it's something that you know, period, do not do blackface. Like, how many times do people have to understand? Like,
it's not okay.
It's just
stop.
Don't
just stop.
Do it.
Just stop. Okay, what?
Just stop. A teacher in a Bay Area high school came to work in blackface to impersonate Common. And it's like, dude, when were like you doing the makeup? Did anything go
wrong?
Like,
maybe
this is the right idea.
Like, it drives me crazy.
Whether you agree with it or not.
Just don't do it.
But hold on. Whether you agree with it or not as a white person, the black community has clearly stated, don't do it. Just don't do it. And yet, it pops up and it's like celebrities and teachers and everyone keeps on doing it.
So what did Common say?
Common said that he'll have no problem meeting with the teacher to drop the blackface knowledge on him if he needs to be educated.
Okay. Because, look, maybe this teacher is a little, I don't know.
I'm trying to, I try and find the best meal. Just don't do it anymore. No, don't do it anymore.
Really quickly, Antonio Brown backtracks on saying that he's going to quit the NFL. He's just very frustrated with all the false allegations right now.
Oh,
the Ukrainian orphan that we talked about in that one story.
Oh, the one that was pretending to be a child that's actually in her 20s?
Yeah, well, she's on Dr. Phil claiming now that she's 16 and that she's psycho. Okay, she's like damn near 25.
Wasn't that a horror movie?
Yeah.
No, it sounded like one. She was like plotting to kill the wife.
Yeah, it was.
No, that is a horror movie.
No, this is a real life thing. This is a real story.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and last but not least, apparently he's saying that it was a slip of the Twitter finger, but John Stamos liked an Aunt Becky going to jail tweet.
Everywhere you look, everywhere.
It's my heart. It's my heart. No, I'm telling you, man, John Stamos, I love John Stamos.
He did it on purpose.
I just love John Stamos because he's, like, old and all the chicks still think he's, like, hella foxy.
Oh, he's so high.
Yeah, like, still, like, if he's, he like, was, 60 years old and somehow he looks like he's 35.
If he was really cool, he would have commented, have mercy.
Oh, yeah, have mercy.
Have mercy.
And that has been Waste Space Today.
One more thing about TI. No, just kidding. It's New Rock 104.1. This is the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Good morning, Skip here. Drew over there. Failure at 2.
What up?
Psst. Failure.
Yeah.
This is where you go.
Oh, it's that time.
Okay, yes, it's that time for...
There's some people you should get to know. This is Best of Show with Failure. And I totally just rehearsed this with Drew.
All right. We like some preparedness.
So,
in our sharing of stories.
Starting today, Apple commits $2.5 billion, pinky to the mouth, to combat the housing crisis in California. It's been especially bad in San Francisco. From April this year to June, over 30,000 people have left the San Francisco area due to housing being too expensive and unaffordable. So Apple flaunting their wealth a little bit, like, yeah, I can drop $2.5 billion to help you all out. Because they care about us.
Well, and when people talk about the idea of, well, if it's just too expensive, go live somewhere else, right? Like, just move. But you kind of need certain people in the city to run the city. Like, I don't know, teachers.
Yeah.
And doctors. And, you know, the people, like, running the shops where you go get your food and your coffee and your groceries and stuff. So they need affordable places to be able to stay.
Yeah, and without getting on a rant.
Oh, who are you?
I'm going to try. Without going super ranty, it's like people don't understand when they talk about, oh, just get a better job and stuff like that. Yes, we live in a country in which you can apply yourself and try to get better work. But this world can't be filled with mid-management. You know, everyone can't be a mid-manager. Yeah. Like, there are people that no matter what they do, they will be at this level. And unless you want to subsidize their living expenses, they need to be paid enough money to pay for their bills.
You tell them.
Imagine that.
That's just it.
Next story. Albert Briggs, Vietnam veteran. He's been working as a mechanic for the past 24 years in San Antonio. Way past the time to retire. He's been living in the same house for the past 24 years as well. His boss, Rudy Quinoz, I'm sure I got that name right, has paid off the rest. He has paid off the rest of his mortgage
in order
for him to retire.
That's really sweet.
That's the good stuff.
Yep. And finally, last but not least, now a lot of my best of shows, I talk about Canada because they just do everything well and they're better.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. But this time, it's for the amigos.
Okay.
Mexico students, to be exact, have made a new way to help. They've helped a new way to make pavement that repairs itself through weather.
So, like, when you have potholes and stuff, you wouldn't have to go out and fill them? How does this work?
Antonio Briseño Carmona. He's made it where he uses recycled tires with other additives to make like a putty that you put over like cracks and potholes that when it rains, it actually repairs itself.
It activates and like spreads out.
And it repairs itself over the road.
Science, Drew.
That's good. I'm all for that because I recently had to realign my tires like that were off because I hit a pothole in my car. And
is this before or after you drove it home with no air pressure from Oregon with your mother?
It's clear that it was after.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Naturally.
I thought maybe it was before and then.
No. It was after I had to do that rock and roll run.
At Oregon or California were you like, ooh, yeah.
We were midway through. We were like, we had at least 300.
It was a terrible story.
Halfway through the Oregon Trail.
We had 330 miles left to go. And I was like, well, Mom, get the God Squad on it. We're going.
You have died of dysentery and bad tires.
We're fording this river.
Yeah, you have died of dysentery and hitting a pothole.
All right, good job, Failure.
Those have all been best of show. Failure.
I like it. Multiple best of shows, too. All the feel-good stuff.
Well, you threw me a little shade last week because I only had the one story. So I came with three.
All right. Well done.
Thank you.
And he sent us this three in the AM, not last night, to where we can look at it.
Baby steps. It's New Rock 104.1.